Let's go Bulls. 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 Let's go.
It's a download here on WGN Radio, and another loss for the Chicago Bulls tonight with very little regular season remaining. The Chicago Bulls, who were two games back, now another percent. I don't know what Detroit did today, but the not a good showing at the UC, losing 102-100 to the Atlanta Hawks. Sam Panjanovic from WGN Radio Sports is with us now. Sam, was this pretty much a death knell tonight?
Yeah, I mean, they lost four in a row now, two to the Knicks. And you just lost a game that they call do or die. But Fred Hoiberg was happy with the first quarter. He said that after the game. If we play like that, we'll be okay. The guy's like delusional now. You know, there's 36-37. They came into contest today at ninth in the East. They have now fallen to 10th because the Wizards have hopped over the Bulls with this loss. And the quote that Hoiberg gave, and I looked around the room to make sure I heard the same thing as everybody else. He said, "I'm proud of the way we went down swinging." Who says that?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
What else are you going to say at this point? You know, I mean, this is unprecedented for us, or at least not in the last, I mean, six seasons or so. I mean, the Bulls under Coach Thibs, I mean, they were the number one seed, they were the number two seed, number three, even down to four, five, whatever. But the point being that they were not a lottery team.
They've been in the playoffs every year since 2008, I believe. Ever since Derrick Rose came into the league, he's about to miss the playoffs for the first time in his life. And you and I joked about this all the time about, you know, the Vinny Del Negro era. They haven't been this bad since the end of 2010, and that was when Vinny Del Negro got blown out. They brought in Tom Thibodeau, and you know how that five-year period went. But it's just a total lack of defense. And I mean, teams scoring 100 every night. I've counted them up. Opposing teams have scored 100 now 49 times.
Wow!
In 73 games, that's ridiculous. Hawks had 102 tonight, and the Bulls just foul guys now. Instead of just letting them blow by you, they foul them too. I mean, I think there were 5 or 6 3-point plays. It's lazy defense, and then at the last second you come in a foul. It's not in those old John Wooden defensive tapes. You don't see any of it.
Well, I mean, that was the, not to mention, you know, I mean, let's draw comparisons to what happened in another sport, football, where the Bears brought in Mark Trestman because they wanted to upgrade their offense. They didn't think much about their defense. Obviously, the results were pretty terrible to the point where they got rid of Trestman after two seasons, and they're back to playing defensive football. I mean, the Chicago Bulls under Coach Thibs, that was their trademark. They were in the games even without stars. Derrick Rose was out with knee injuries, and they still were playing defensive against LeBron James. Is this backfiring for Bulls management to be a more offensive, spread-the-court kind of team?
Absolutely. The toughness is completely gone, and this is something that Taj Gibbs has chronicled pretty much all season long, and he talked about it, you know, a little bit today about just how teams, when they come in here, they're not afraid to play anymore. They come in here and they're like, oh, nobody's going to guard us. We're going to get whatever shots we want, and it's going to be a cakewalk. And it didn't used to be that way, because when you come in, you face Gibson, you face Noah, you face Deng, you Jimmy Butler, you have these guys that would lock you up and make you earn everything that you got on the floor. And this year's team just doesn't do that. So I think they're not to say that they're soft, but they're certainly not tough.
Do they have, I mean, obviously, you know, I think there should be, but I don't think there's going to be any sort of coaching change in the ranks. You know, they'll stick with Coach Hoiberg. Is there a chance that we see sort of a blow up on this team with a lot of the stars that we know getting shipped other places, contracts not being extended, things like that, to try and give Fred Hoiberg a better roster to work in his system?
You've got to do something. And, you know, whether that's getting rid of the general manager, Gar Foreman, you're not going to get rid of Fred Hoiberg because you just gave him 5 years and $25 million. I don't think anybody's going to eat that money. So maybe you kick him up to the front office. I've heard that rumor. And then you bring in a different coach. I don't know. I mean, you would think it has to start with just a total reshaping of the roster. Let Pau Gasol go. Let Joakim Noah go. Try and trade Tony Snell, maybe Nico Mirotic. You just have to get younger, because while you have Derrick Rose, who still is never going to be what he once was, you have Jimmy Butler, who's on the fringe of being a star in this league, and then you have a bunch of older players and moving parts. So you need to get younger, find guys that can develop And that's the game plan here. So get rid of all the guys that can't walk anymore that are day-to-day every single day. And
that's the whole roster, man.
You're rebuilding. I mean, that's what you have to do. I mean, the Warriors aren't going anywhere. Cavaliers probably not going anywhere. So you might as well just bite the bullet and try and build it back up in a year or two, and then you can contend and you're younger. And hopefully by then, they've got this offense figured out.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, does a rebuild include Derrick Rose? I mean, is Derrick Rose's days as a Chicago Bull numbered?
He's been their best Bull. That's what's so strange. I mean, in the last month or 6 weeks, Derrick's been the best player on the floor. And so now, are you going to get rid of him too? I guess you almost have to, because you expect something else to go wrong. That's how a lot of fans feel. I know management cringes every time that he, you know, takes a spill onto the floor. But it's hard to get rid of a guy when he's actually performing. Now, it has to be consistent. But I don't know. That's a great question. And he's off the books at the end of next season. I'd say 50-50 right now, and if he's ever going to play again after 2017.
I think, I have to say, the one silver lining to this terrible season is that Derrick Rose did for the first time in a long time. You know, he played the full season.
And I was critical early because he was awful, and he was one of the first people to admit that. He had that double vision, yet he was taking more shots than anybody else. Remember, he's like, I can't see, but I'm still shooting. Yeah, you know, which made no sense. But he's really ironed out. He's ironed out all the, the wrinkles. He's been pretty solid, and he's not really shooting threes anymore. He's getting to the rim, and he's opening teammates up. They're just not making shots. But no, as a whole, on this season, Derrick got better pretty much every single week.
You mentioned the Golden State Warriors, and I think we probably should talk about the elephant in the room, that the Golden State Warriors are on track to beat the Chicago Bulls' record of 72-10. Is there any way they don't make it to 72-10?
There's a way if they want to rest starters down the stretch. I mean, coaches do that. They've been known to do that. But I think wholeheartedly this team is chasing that mark, and, you know, they're on pace to break it. I think they play the Spurs one or two more times, one at home, one on the road. They could certainly lose both of those two, but then they'd only have eight. So that's wiggle room for two more losses. At the least, they're going to tie it. Whether they break it, whatever, it doesn't really matter. You have to win the title. Remember, that team went 72-10, and then I think they only lost two games in the postseason. So, I mean, they just rolled over everybody. And, you know, for you to compare them historically, let's let the whole season play out, playoffs included, and then we'll step back and compare them.
You know, is there a blueprint to be taken? I mean, there was this sort of blueprint on the coaching side. We kind of talked about that, the idea that, you know, a Steve Kerr-like coach and Fred Hoiberg coming in to take a defensive-minded team, make them offensive and spread the floor and win. It didn't happen here in Chicago, but are other teams looking at what the Golden State Warriors have done and are thinking about emulating their model?
Well, there's a lot more pick and roll in the game. And that's the way it's coming. You set a high ball screen and then you kick it to an open shooter. I mean, that's the way it's been moving. And, you know, that fast-flowing basketball up and down the floor is certainly popular. Some analysts are actually knocking Steph Curry, saying that he's ruining basketball because he wants to, you know, or he's creating all these players that don't want to pass and just shoot. But, I mean, if we're going to start knocking basketball, you got to start at the high school level when you play AAU and they all play together and they're all the best player on their team. And
right.
It's just, you know, it trickles down. But to answer your question, there are way more jump shots. There are way more three-pointers, and that seems to be the way the game is going. It's exciting. I mean, I'd rather watch a game in the 110s than in the 70s. But at the end of the day, you're not going to shoot yourselves to a championship, more or less. I mean, the Warriors were outstanding in the playoffs last year defensively. So if you can shoot it, that's great. But if you can't lock anybody up and stop the ball from going in your goal, it doesn't matter how well you shoot.
Well, that was the Bulls' problem, right? I mean, I think that, you know, they were playing that same kind of offense, and it's just the shooters who were supposed to rely on, the Doug McDermotts and the Tony Snells and the Nikola Mirotics, they weren't hitting those shots.
And when you miss a three-point shot, Justin, you take a shot from 20 feet, that rebound is going to bounce back out, and if you don't get back, you're cooked. And that's what happens. I mean, they miss all these shots that are wide open threes, and then all of a sudden it's a 4-on-2 because nobody gets back. Paul Gasol is like running through quicksand on the floor to try and get back, and the guards don't get back. So if you don't make those long shots, it's layups the other way. And that's what happened tonight. That's how the Hawks went up, because the Bulls went cold. All of a sudden it's a huge run for Atlanta, and then you're playing catch-up.
Wow. So what's left for the Bulls this season? I mean, they have a couple of games left. Is there any way that they run the table and find themselves in an 8 or a 7 seed? Because an 8's might as well miss the playoffs.
I don't think they'll make the postseason right now. They're three wins back, or three losses back of Detroit, and it's going to be tough. I mean, they're 36 and 37 right now. First time they've really been under 500 this late in a season, like we said, since 2010. But I just don't see it there mentally. I just don't think that they are ready to come in and go to war with each other. I think they can sense the end. This sort of happened last year in the postseason when you knew the Tom Thibodeau thing was over, mm-hmm. and they flat out quit. Remember, they lost by 20
yeah.
in the last game of the playoffs against the Cavs. This is sort of what that is. I think you've got some guys that know that they're not going to be here next year, and maybe they're out the door with both feet. You've got some resentment still in that locker room over some issues. So I don't see it. I mean, I know the Pistons aren't great, but then again, the Bulls haven't been great either. So, no, I think they're going to be in the lottery looking for a ping pong ball maybe to go their way, and hopefully they can get into the top 10, maybe make a trade and go higher and go from there.
Sam Panjanovic, WGN Sports, cover the Bulls, the game tonight, the loss of the Hawks. Sam, thanks for joining us, man.
You got it. See you.